Closing arguments began today in the murder trial of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the man from Illinois who drove to Kenosha, Wisconsin last summer during the height of the protests of the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse killed two men and injured another during the protests. He claimed self-defense and gave tearful testimony last week. Joining us now from Kenosha is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. And Chuck, what are the main arguments that each side has made over the course of this two-week trial?
Well, the prosecution says that on the night of August 25th, 2020, defendant Rittenhouse was carrying a large gun that he shouldn't have had, that he left his post guarding a used car lot that was not being bothered at the time, and that he overreacted to perceived threats from Joseph Rosenbaum, Anthony Huber, and Gage Grosskreutz, protesters that night. During shootings that occurred a little while later, Rosenbaum and Huber died. Grosskreutz was wounded. The defense has said all along that Rittenhouse feared for his life. He testified that he did not want to kill anyone, thought he had to do so to preserve his life, and that he was part of a group of armed civilians that did have permission from the used car lot owners to help protect the buildings. That's a disputed point, but that's what Rittenhouse says.
So today the jury is expected to be reduced from 18 to 12, so alternates will be let go. Tell us what happens next.
Right. The first thing that happened today was that count six, a misdemeanor gun charge against Rittenhouse, was dismissed. The defense has been trying to get that charge dismissed for some time. It's a question of whether Rittenhouse could legally have that long gun when he was under 18. He was 17 at the time of the shootings. But the judge today, just as we got started, dismissed that count six. Now, there still remain five counts and some lesser includeds, as they say, or say lesser options for the jury if the jurors feel they cannot. The state has not met its burden of proof for the original charges. And these lesser counts still face substantial charges. Jail time, prison time, Rittenhouse would still go away for decades if he's found guilty on even some of the lesser options.
So there's a lot of attention being paid to this, of course. 500 National Guard troops are on standby there in case there's any unrest after the verdict is decided. What is the feeling there right now? To what extent are people anxious about the jury's decision?
Well, we should note that Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, put the guard on standby late last week. He'd been criticized last year by the Republicans for not immediately activating the guard. Now he has him on standby near Kenosha, but promises not to use them until any local officials request help. I would say there is some tension here. There are numbers outside the courthouse of protesters pro and against are relatively small, but a conservative group last week posted Prosecutor Thomas Binger's home address. That kind of thing is concerning to many.
It's been noted that this was a dramatic trial. At times, the judge was shouting admonitions at the prosecution. Kyle Rittenhouse himself gave emotional testimony. But beyond that, what kind of impact is the trial likely to have?
Well, there's going to be a debate, depending on the verdicts, over the treatment of black defendants versus whites in the criminal justice system here. That's been raised by Jacob Blake's family, that concern. There'll be questions about armed civilians showing up during protests in the future, and maybe some courtroom concerns about video evidence and digital enhancements of some key evidence in the case.
Thank you very much, WUWM's Chuck Kornbach.